Ashton Shepherd had the Nashville equivalent of a Lana Turner Hollywood discovery story. Her mother drove her to the heart of the country music industry, and she showed up, unannounced, at the office of Jerry Kennedy, a legendary Nashville producer who's worked with singers like Tammy Wynette and Jerry Lee Lewis. Kennedy helped her get a record contract, and the result is her debut album, Sound So Good. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I've got a cold beer in my right hand, and my left I got my wedding band. I've been wearing it round now for way too long, and I'm more than ready to see it gone. And I'm the only one who can set myself free. So I'm taking off this pain you put on me.
21 years old from Alabama, Ashton Shepherd has the voice of a blousy 40-something on most of her album, Sound So Good. And I mean that as a compliment. Singing songs she wrote about ditching a stale marriage, shaking off a suffocating domestic existence, and getting drunk to blur the sight of an old love in a bar, Shepherd follows in the tradition of country women from Wanda Jackson to Tanya Tucker to Dolly Parton. She knows in her bones what the future can hold for a woman who doesn't stand up for herself.
I'm not trying to start anything by coming up to you tonight. I know that it's yours now. It's sinking in with time. But tonight I've had too much to drink, and it stays on my mind. I just wanted to say he's the best thing you'll ever find, 'cause he ain't your regular Joe.
Far from being a fight-for-your-right-to-party affirmation album, Sound So Good is a big, ripe commercial recording for the commercial country industry of, about 1983. That is, when fiddles and a banjo and subject matter about working-class life were still viable hit single ingredients. Not for nothing does Shepherd name-check Keith Whitley, a 1980s king of casualty, on one song here. Now, don't get me wrong, I really like the adolescent singer-songwriter lamentations of country music's current it girl, Taylor Swift. But Ashton Shepherd's details in a song like I Ain't Dead Yet, with its careful scene setting about how even a life with a good husband and a child can leave a woman yearning for a cold one, well, you let Shepherd sing that as the fiddles swell up around her, and you've got something like a classic.
I got a baby at home, a to-do list a mile long, and a husband who comes home each night. I do the laundry, I cook and clean, it's my responsibility, and I'm usually in the bed by
It's been reported that when he first heard her sing, Grand Ole Opry host and songwriting pro Bill Anderson said, quote, "This girl's so country, she makes Loretta Lynn sound like she's from Liverpool." Me, I haven't heard any country singer since George Jones sing as lustily and heartbrokenly about drinking too much, and I haven't heard any woman as young as this with a voice as deep and knowing as Shepherd's. Think Patsy Cline just hitting legal age. I realize these are extravagant comparisons, and who knows, maybe she'll never match the force of this major label debut. It's happened before. But right now, Shepherd's got the most consistent, go for broke, the hell with you country album out there.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Sound So Good by Ashton Shepherd. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a recording by Bo Diddley. The rock pioneer has died at the age of 79.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull.